Good morning, everyone. Let's start from some meditation as usual and see what happens from there on. To start the day with some meditation practice. So, because if you start the day with meditation, then it's as if you are setting the tone for the rest of the day. For this reason, it is so important to and learn how to enjoy the meditation now. It's when you enjoy it that when you come out of the other end, you feel more soft, more gentle, more peaceful, and it will have an effect on your life for the whole day. And it will make your practice as a Buddhist far more successful as a consequence. So learning how to enjoy the meditation through the right attitude, through just relaxing and feeling at ease, is so fundamental for the whole path to work out. So as always, go slowly and don't jump onto the meditation object. Allow things to become calm and peaceful and relaxing and easy. And when they do that, they will be supported for everything else. And as you do this, always keep in mind that your attitude in the present moment is so important for the meditation to work in. That attitude should always be one of being gentle, kind, and compassionate, almost positive human design. There are many different ways of doing this. One of them is just to appreciate that you have these wonderful, beautiful teachings of the Buddha in your life. Now, when you sit down to meditate, you're taking those teachings seriously and applying them in your own life. So what a wonderful thing that is, that you have these things that can support us and guide us in living better and finding more meaning and happiness in our life, and reducing the problems of the suffering. What an amazing thing it is that these teachings exist in the world. Have a sense of gratitude, have a sense of joy that these things are there. This is essentially what the Dhamma, the Vipassana, the recollection of the Dhamma is all about. Wow, how wonderful it is to inspire yourself in this way. find that when you feel really relaxed, then it is a very peaceful thing. Mindfulness is arising here. And essentially in the present moment, and you have a degree of clarity then. That is usually the time to go to your meditation objective. So go and hang out with the brain if you like it. Again, be very careful with the brain meditation there. It is so easy to get it wrong here. So easy to use too much force. Very gently place your attention then on this beautiful friend of yours. You're going to walk almost like hand in hand into the depth of meditation practice. Very gentle then. When you have a friend, you don't force them. You allow them to come and go as they like. If you do so, bring this effect. Just wait patiently for the breath to return. No force, no effort, no will. And as you stay with the breath, you know the breath is right, if it is smooth and easy and cool breath. It's a very pleasant experience as you hang out with the breath. Make sure that you get it right, because when you get it right, it will be a very beautiful experience for you. If you feel it gets tense or whatever, it isn't quite natural, take a step back and sort of continue with the breath in that sense. Allow the mindfulness to grow, first of all, to having the right attitude and looking at things in the right way. Then when the mind is ready, try to do the breath meditation again. Gradually, you start to understand the requirements of meditation. What kind of mind state works, and what kind of mind state does not work. And once again, we're coming close to the end. As always, I recommend you to just review the meditation just for a few moments. Just to try to understand what works and what does not work. What are the perceptions, what are the mind perceptions of major meditation progress? What are the things that you're going to let go of in this process? As you start to see this, you start to understand the process, how it goes. Thank you.